You know, this is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
I don't need you to tell me how good my coffee is, okay?
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of A Damn Fine Cup of Culture. For those of you who have been looking at the titles of these posts, you will realize that this is the 100th episode. Yes, that's right. This is the 100th episode and we're not even counting our espresso episodes. So I'm joined, obviously, by Julie. Hey, Julie.
Hello.
But we're also joined by a very special guest, namely Magga. Hey, Magga.
Hello.
So for those who don't know or don't remember, because it has been 8 years, roughly, Magga is basically the OG of A Damn Fine Cup of Culture together with me. We started doing podcasts back in 2017. You remember that was a long, long time ago. How are you doing, Magga?
I'm fine, thank you. But, you know, my contributions were relatively small because, you know, quod erat demonstrandum, the technical side was all yours and not me. No, I'm fine. Sorry to answer your original question. I live elsewhere. My daughter is IT. Life is good.
Very good. It's a shame your daughter couldn't give IT support earlier today, but we managed even without that. So congrats to us.
There's hope for us.
Absolutely. So since it's the 100th episode, we want to basically do a bit of a walk down memory lane. We want to be a bit nostalgic because if you can't be nostalgic in your 100th episode, when can you be? So I want to just set the scene, which is basically back in 2017. Why did we do a podcast at a point where people had already moved on, where there were already tens, hundreds of thousands of movie podcasts? Basically, it's just that back in 2017, I was invited to contribute to a podcast called Dawn of the Dad, which sadly is no longer in existence. And at the time, I thought, this is cool, this is fun, why not do a podcast myself? Doesn't matter if no one ever listens to it, as long as I'm enjoying myself. And obviously, I went to Magga because we both studied together. We spent a lot of time drinking coffee and talking about books and movies and more movies together. And basically, I wanted to recreate that, our kind of meetings over coffee to talk about the latest bunch of films that we'd seen or TV series or anything else. So do you still remember back in 2017, Magga, when I came to you and said, hey, you want to do a podcast? Do you remember what your reaction was?
Beer? My reaction was probably twofold. One is I love waxing philosophical, waxing wise about movies, TV series, films, books, the whole cultural gamut. But I also had slight problems because, yeah, the technical side is just not me and I don't like listening to my own voice. So yeah, there was that. But the plus side won, as we know, for a time at least.
You remember what the topic was of the very first test run in earnest of the podcast that we did?
Memory serves. Was that Sherlock?
That was Sherlock, exactly. Yeah, I think it was after the final or final-ish episode of the BBC Sherlock, we thought, let's talk about that. That had just been read very recently. What was that like at the time? Do you remember? Was it enjoyable? Was it weird? What did it feel like to then hear yourself on a recording?
I think I did not feel too comfortable. I mean, there's a sort of introverted side to me, definitely. And talking into a microphone means, to some part at least, being extroverted, producing yourself, being in the middle, being heard by other people. And that is not my thing. But talking about Sherlock and what it means and what it does and what I like about it, what I love about it, and if people should see it and what was in there, what was good, what was very good, and what was for the ages and so on. That was cool. The content is very much appealing. It's still very much appealing to me, at least after, I don't know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes talking. Then I'm into it. But the start is always hard. You have to be there. You have to bring in your own person. Nobody else can do it for you. But that's also what's special about it. It's your opinion.
And then, obviously, after Sherlock, we just recorded that as a test, although we did later release that as the first Christmas special back in 2017. But then our very first proper episode, I think we were both surprised when we realized that was Dunkirk, because I have to say, Dunkirk is not a film I've thought about much since it came out. So we started with Dunkirk. The second episode was Magnolia. The third episode was Paris, Texas. Do you remember at the time, how did we pick the things that we talked about?
In the case of Dunkirk, probably because it had been on or was still on when we discussed it. But those occasions were minor, I think. In the beginning, we used a lot of movies that we thought were our darlings.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you dare criticize them. No, Dunkirk was the exception in that it was on, probably. And I have different memories about the movie because I do think of the movie quite a lot, not least because I've been to Dunkirk this summer. Of course, I thought about the movie and I told my girlfriend what was happening. After 10 minutes of my ranting, she looked at me and said, okay, let's go get a drink. You need to calm down, you know.
Perhaps you need to do a podcast, you know?
Another one on Dunkirk.
Exactly. Revisiting Dunkirk, literally and figuratively. But yeah, Magnolia, I think that was definitely one of those films that we both loved when it came out. So obviously, we wanted to talk about Magnolia. I think Paris, Texas at the time was your suggestion, but I remember that being an interesting podcast as well. And we didn't just talk about film. We also talked about TV series. I think we talked about, what was it, The Haunting of...
Hill House.
Hill House, that's the one. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We even touched on video games occasionally. We did something about, I think, post-apocalyptic media. And there we talked about films. But I talked at you about a video game for probably 10, 15 minutes, which you were very game to listen to, which I still am grateful for. At the time, Maggot, did you think much about the audience that we had out there? Did you think about the people listening to our voices on a monthly basis?
I can't. No. To me, as soon as the record button is running, for me, it needs to be an ego show. When I think about the audience what I could do wrong and how much they could disagree with me, no, that can't come into play. Of course, I'm interested how many listens we have. Of course I am. But while we were recording stuff, that can't be in my thoughts, not at all. No. Do you think about the audience when we're talking, like right now?
Not while I'm talking right now, but I do always wonder, are there people listening to us out there? Because I think by now we're on several thousand downloads for each episode. But, you know, tech being what it is, the internet being what it is, it's quite possible that those 1,000+ downloads are mostly AIs and kind of data trawlers. Perhaps we are being used to train lots of AIs that then produce other podcasts just like ours, just not as good. I do hope that there are some actual real people out there who listen to us, but even if not, it's just the talking to you guys that is fun, that is enjoyable and why I still enjoy doing it. And if it also results in a podcast, why not? Julie, of course, you went there from the very beginning, but you joined us after only 2 years. So did you listen to our podcast at the time? And if so, what did you think? And if you didn't listen to us, why the hell not?
I listened after you sent me a message asking whether I would write for the blog, which I said yes to. So I listened to a couple of the podcasts. Dunkirk was one. And I remember, Matt, you asked me what I thought. It's a very indelicate question of you. I enjoyed them immensely, of course. But then me, I have my opinions. And sometimes I silently disagreed with Maga on some things. Only he never knew, right? I have a secret minor disagreements. So yeah, I listened to a couple of them. And then you asked me to join one. Which I did.
I mean, it was also not that we asked you to be the token woman on the show, but we also were very keenly aware that this was, you know, two middle-aged white guys from Europe talking about film. How original. And we thought that, you know, it would be good to add other voices, different voices, not as in you represent women, we represent white middle-aged men, but basically just bringing in different perspectives, bringing in different ideas. Had you done podcasts before, Julie, before you joined us?
Never, never. I had no idea. Like Maga, I was like, will people listen? And isn't it better to just not be listened to and just be in this box with a conversation with you guys? And like Maga, I don't like my voice because it sounds very different in my head than it does on the recording. So that sort of was a bit daunting. So yeah, but I enjoyed it. I remember sending, after our very first one, I remember sending my partner an email. He texted me, how did it go? And I said, that was fun. So I enjoyed it greatly. So I kept on doing it. And people who don't want to listen to my voice can just not listen to me.
Can I just ask the two of you, Maga and Julie, did that ever change? Or did you ever get used to the way you sound on a recording?
Never. I think it explains a few failed job interviews. and a couple of bad days. No, it's just like Julie said, my voice, when I talk right now, it sounds nice, warm. And then I listen to myself and it's like, oh, it's nails on a chalkboard, man, come on. And the difference between those is staggering. I can't explain it. It's, I have cognitive dissonance. It's a mystery. I don't know what it is. It's the stuff of, I don't know, criminal investigations or something like that. These are two different voices, I think.
Or meta horror. It's like something out of Barbarian Sound Studio.
Black Mirror, yeah.
How about you, Julie? Did you ever get used to your voice on the recordings, or is it still this weird disconnect?
No, but for me, there's two things. Firstly, it took me a very long time to find my voice because I remember in some of my first podcasts, I was sort of rambling off at like super warp speed, trying to get every thought in my head out there without any thought that somebody might have to follow what I was actually saying. So to find my voice in the sense that what I wanted to say, which sort of I kind of did after a very long time, but listening to myself talk, no, I will never get used to how I sound to other people. No.
Since I'm the one who edits all the episodes, perhaps it helps me that I listen to or I edit mostly at kind of a speed of 1.3 times the original speed, which means that everything sounds a bit different. Perhaps that gives me enough of a disconnect not to think, ew, horrible, why would anyone want to listen to that? But at the same time, obviously the two of you, I hear you the way that the outside world hears you and the way that the mic hears you. So when I listen to you, when I edit, you just sound like Julie. You just sound like MAGA. I guess that perhaps also helps in a way because it means that I know that I probably also just sound the same on a podcast as I do in real life. Whatever that is like.
I just don't sound like I sound in my head to anyone else but me.
Julie, do you remember what your first one or two podcast episodes were about?
I came in on the Christmas episode, I think, like that was my entry into the genre with Batman Returns and some really disastrous technical failures, go figure. And I think my first subject was Marty Scorsese, I think, Aviator.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would have been Marty because I love Marty. And the Batman one was fun, I think. That was it's a fun movie anyway. And it was a fun podcast.
And I definitely still have fond memories of you talking about Schrodinger's Catwoman, which I think is just such a nice pun. But yeah, it was definitely The Aviator, your first proper episode. And obviously that also points forward to, for instance, our Summer of Directors, where you chose Martin Scorsese again to talk about. And what was that like for you, Maggie, when we had Julie joining us? How did that change the podcast for you?
It was fantastic. It was fresh air, you know, a new breeze. I mean, you and I, Matt, we know each other for very long. We know which movies we like. We discussed it day and night at length, in detail, in depth. So when there's a new movie, I could tell you with a bullet point list why you would like it or why you wouldn't like it. So I already know what to expect in a way, and you know that from me. Julie, no idea. What's she like? What does she think? Where's she coming from? Are there many different areas, or does she have two or three main areas? Does she have favorite actresses, actors, directors, I don't know, sound guys? What's she like? So she came in completely unknown to us, and that was very, very good. Unexpected things happened. Good unexpected things. So thank you, Julie.
Oh, thank you.
No, I would totally agree with that. I mean, as you said, Maggie, it's not that we found each other boring, but it took a third person really to kind of add a bit of surprise and an edge. And I think that's also when we realized, technically speaking, it's not that difficult to bring in the third person. And obviously that's when we started thinking about other guests, more guests. Let's perhaps fast forward to January 2020. So this was just over a year after Julie joined us. And that was when you, Maggie, had your final episode on HBO's Watchmen series. At the time, do you remember what were the main reasons why you decided to hang up your headset, so to speak?
Mainly two things. One was time. I wanted to do other things with my time. I was definitely not bored with the podcast. It was still fun, but I knew somehow intuitively that I didn't want to do it for very much longer. and I wanted to quit while it was still fun. If I had had to do 3 or 4 episodes out of amical duty or pressure or whatever, fun would have gone pretty fast. And the second reason is, at some point, I realized you two have very much expertise on many subjects. And sometimes I just felt some sort of, oh, wow, okay. Sometimes it was hard for me to stay level with you about knowledge of movies and details and things like that. So I basically quit because of those two reasons. The subject matter, Watchmen, the series, and the point in time was really rather arbitrary. But I wanted to quit while it was still fun, as I said.
At the time, Julie, how did that make you feel? Were you kind of worried about how A Damn Fine Cup of Culture would continue? Were you thinking that perhaps this is the end of days for us as well? Or did you think, okay, let's see what will happen now?
I didn't think that far ahead. I was sad. And then I thought, okay, we'll just keep trying. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Right. I don't think I was in sort of very planny frame of mind. It was more like, okay, we'll just try, see if it works. But I was sad to see Maga go because it's such a distinct voice for us and that we could never, you know, replace. And also, I think it was a part of the founding of A Damn Fine Cup of Culture and I was still such a newbie. I was like, okay. Big shoes, big shoes.
Absolutely. I also miss having you on the podcast, Maga, but obviously, you know, for us, it's easier. We both live in Switzerland. We both work in the same city. So we still meet for coffee and chats about movies, books, TV series, and other things, obviously. It's just not recorded and edited anymore, which is also okay. But I think, Julie, both you and me, we realized that the having three voices, not necessarily in every single episode, but generally having three people discuss something creates a certain dynamic that is definitely worthwhile. And I think it was relatively shortly afterwards that we started talking about who else could we bring in, right?
Yeah. And as well for the writing, right? So for the blog. And anyway, me, I'm always like, want new voices and more voices because I may be the lady podcaster, but I think a lot of women would disagree with my representation of them in general.
So after that last episode, if you look back, though, at what we did in those a bit more than 2 years since we started, so between 2017, our first episode on Dunkirk, and 2020, the episode on Watchmen, do you have any episodes that you remember with special fondness or any episodes that you wish we'd never done?
Yes, Paris, Texas was really very good. I think I picked it. It was me. A lot of stuff came together in that movie. I mean, there's that very long monologue by Harry Dean Stanton. I don't like all of Wim Wenders' movie, but that one was great. It was a Sam Shepard screenplay. It was Nastasia Kinski who would hold her own vis-a-vis Harry Dean Stanton. I like the atmosphere. I like the music. And starting from there, I think we made a very good podcast, I may say. It's definitely one of my top three episodes. I don't know whether you have the same memory about that one.
I definitely enjoyed it. I think I appreciate and I respect Paris, Texas, but it's also a film that I think possibly I didn't watch it at the right time. And because of that, I always watch it with a certain distance. It doesn't let me get closer to some extent. And because of that, perhaps it doesn't feel quite as personal, but I agree it was a good episode. Absolutely. I think some of my favorite ones that this year especially has brought back to me again was we had episodes talking first about Twin Peaks, the original series, but then also Twin Peaks, The Return. And obviously this year with our Lost Summer and all the episodes about David Lynch have brought those back to me. And I listen to them again. And sometimes when I listen to the old episodes, I think, oh, is this going to be embarrassing? Were we just not very good in the early days? Was the technology, were we just not good with the tech? But I think the episodes actually stand up pretty well. So I'm proud of the work that we did from the very beginning. Obviously, not every episode was as strong as the others. They still aren't. That's just a fact, I think, of podcasting. And they can't be. They don't need to be. But I definitely have fond memories of the Twin Peaks episodes, especially. What about you, Julie? Do you have any favorites or horror episodes that you'd rather not think about and now Matt makes you talk about them?
There's a difference between ones that I think turned out okay and the ones that I really enjoy doing. I mean, I love talking about psychopaths with you guys. That was just, it was really hilarious. I enjoy that a great deal. I try not to judge too much about how I feel an episode has turned out, because that's basically up to those people who are listening. That's beyond my jurisdiction. But there are a couple of episodes that I was really so overprepared for. It became a confusing sort of garble because I couldn't sort of find a route back through all the trivia to the main point in my head. So those were definitely among the episode, but mostly I think I enjoy doing them. I enjoy listening to them. I enjoyed listening to you guys back in the day. Oh God, it's so long ago, isn't it? Where does time go? Anyway, so it's been a great ride.
Absolutely. Another one that I'm really fond of, because I think it was one where the three of us were really just very enthusiastic about talking about the material, was the one about In the Mood for Love. I think that was an episode where we really, really gelled well, and that was really enjoyable. But I agree, the Psychopaths double episode was also fun. And it was, in a way, it was also a prefigured our later summer series, because it was two episodes in summer on the same topic where we kind of developed the topic over more than one episode. And that was kind of cool as well. So, Maga, I mean, even though you're not on the podcast anymore, except for this guest spot, and obviously also booked for the 200th episode in another 8 years or so, but if there was a topic now that you think would be fun to discuss with us for a podcast, what would it be? Do you have any films, any TV series, or just anything about culture that you think you would enjoy discussing? Don't worry, we're not going to force you to do it.
What's it called? Pluribus? Once it's out? Is it out?
It's there. They're showing it at the moment on a week-by-week basis, exactly. Very old school.
Oh, right. That one would be very high up on my list, yeah. It's the Vince Gilligan show. It features Rhea Seehorn, who has... I love her as much as I love Carrie Coon. There's something going on in her face. I just watch her. I want to see Better Call Saul again because she's in it. Yeah. My choice would be Pluribus, absolutely.
What about you, Julie? If we could bring Maga back for another very special episode, what would it be about?
If I could pick and I could have Maga on, I would do Saga. I really want to pick his brains about Saga because Maga is the one who got me into the book in the first place, which now has pride of place in my cabinet, and it's really special. So I think that's what I would grill Maga about, yeah.
Comic, Saga. Did I recommend that to you?
Yes, you did. Apropos of Watchmen, remember? We did the Watchmen, the Alan Moore comic one, and you said, I like graphic novels. And you said, okay, if you want to do something special, get Saga, even though it never was finished.
Oh, right. Oh, I thought we were going to.
I think that in general might be an interesting episode for the three of us if we ever feel like, you know, let's do another proper episode together. Series that weren't finished, series that were cancelled, anything that basically just is a loose thread in our viewing. That might be an interesting episode in general. Although Saga, I think, still continues. It's just sometimes it's years between volumes. Okay, any last thoughts on A Damn Fine Cup of Culture, those 8 years, the podcast that you would like to share with the audience out there?
I'd like to say thank you to the both of you for having me today. I would like to thank Matt for having me initially in the first place. And truly, I never would have guessed that you were a newbie to podcasts when you joined. I thought, oh, okay, she's got experience.
Thank you. Yeah, my famous final words would be thank you to our founders, because that's basically what you are, you two.
Wow, founders, that sounds like such a big word.
You made us happen. You made the blog happen. And you started up the podcast. And look where we are now. It's 2020. It's almost 2026, guys.
By the time this will be out, it will be 2026. This is the January episode. So in that sense, looking back at the last 8 years, let's hope that the next 8 years, the next 100 episodes will be as much fun, will be as enjoyable. Obviously, we didn't get Sam and Alan on this episode, but you will hear from them later this month. You will also hear from Maga in other contexts or read from Maga. We will certainly get him to share his thoughts on trailers and one or other topic on the blog. So thank you both very much. Thank you, Maga, for taking this time after 8 years. And as always, thank you to our listeners. We wish you a very happy new year. All the best for 2026. And stay with us for another 100, 200, 500 episodes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Take care.
Goodbye. Take care.